Are you already hot?
Jesus Christ. I mean, as a Jew, I don't like being in a hot, enclosed room.
Does this make you nervous with the door closed and the oven on? I mean, the heat up?
Is there an agent outside? No. Hello.
Two Jews in an oven.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, guys, let's start it off, man. We're here with the world-famous Comedy Store podcast. This is very exciting. Sorry Rick Ingram couldn't make it tonight. He's out being a rock star. But we have a guest host, the great Earl Skakel. Oh, hey, Tommy. I'm sorry. I thought Earl was here.
Earl's Lane. I think him and Ingram were abducted.
That's not real.
And we're plantation owners.
No, Tommy, we can't start the podcast like that.
Trying to watch an NBA game. I thought a zoo got let out.
Okay. Tommy, that's inappropriate. I think you're thinking of inappropriate Earl.
On iTunes and SoundCloud.
Earl Skakel, ladies and gentlemen. Let him hear it. And our guest, the fabulous Mike Favorman.
Hey, good to be a part of the debauchery down here.
Well, it is debauchery.
Cellar.
Exciting. This is the other cellar.
This is, I love it.
This is my favorite podcast so far because we have two Jew cocks right here.
Yeah, big ones, too.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Thick, like a tuna can.
Yeah.
Right?
That's Mike Favorman, guys. The jokes are going to keep coming big. Like that all night long.
Oh,
guys.
I will. Well. Oh, I will.
So, the Comedy Store podcast, you haven't done it. Earl has done it with us a few times.
Okay.
So basically what we talk about here is just we shit on everybody. Is that cool?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
we have a disclaimer, so you can say whatever you want. We have a disclaimer thanks to some jackasses that can't take jokes. So we have to deal with that.
Can we mention their names? Or?
You can. I'm not getting involved anymore.
Well, who is
it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just a lot of crime.
A lot of sensitive people.
Can I say who?
Sure.
That's up to you.
I'm going rogue.
Go for it.
Because at 49, I don't think Montreal's calling me for new faces.
big faces.
But I'm big faces and big dicks. It's on after the Russell Peter gala, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Jill Allen doesn't like this podcast.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, and she doesn't. She keeps writing, and I hate even saying the name. Because,
Jill Allen.
Okay, oh. Rick. It's almost like Rick is really here, so
well,
that's great.
I mean, I was
Rick is going to be so happy.
I was with Jill, Dean, and Yorcy at Uriah Heep at the House of Blues.
Listen,
one black guy. It was security.
I tried to be sweet. I said was something,
honest.
Stupid, and I it wasn't even a hit toward her. It was more like me saying, we actually, Tripoli and I were saying we think she was a great part of the Comedy Store, part.
Yeah.
And she didn't like the subject in which fun meant. So.
Well, I mean, right. Fun here can be taken
well,
all
I've
kinds.
Had a lot of fun here at the Comedy Store. Can I start out with a story?
Please.
About, I don't know, 3 years ago before this place became a little more corporate and organized.
Yeah, right.
And successful.
Before they started locking the doors.
Instead of locking the rooms where we used to do drugs and fuck fat chicks.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I thought we could speak.
Yeah,
for
you
him.
Can say.
Okay.
I thought this was our safe.
Well, I was in the hallway, saw a girl, pig.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, I mean, I know you're a charmer and you know.
I'm a charmer.
You know,
like
you're
Ted
still
Bundy.
Waiting to
but,
fight your charges. But yeah, let's just keep it going.
Bring the feminists on. They tried to attack me once. They lost.
Stop it now.
So we locked eyes.
Okay.
I grabbed her. Not grabbed her, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, watch yourself. That too. Allegedly.
Remember that nasty little bathroom here?
Oh,
yeah. Pulled her in. She pulls another girl in. I thought they were friends because why else would you pull another girl in? So she's like, let me see it. So I pull out my dick. She starts blowing me. And I go, is your friend going to join? She goes, I don't know her.
She just needed a witness?
No, or? The girl was just sitting in the corner. Like, it's a small bathroom. But
no, I know how small
it
is.
What is going on here? She had no clue what was going on. She must have thought like we had known each other.
Jesus.
And then when I told her I'd never met her before the girl blowing me, she was like, I'm out of here, and just took off. And that was a Thursday.
Well, that's how it was. I mean, that's how
it's chaos.
I know it's crazy, but I don't know if girls just get drunk. I mean, guys do it too. They throw them.
They see comics. They get a little happy.
They just get excited. They want to fool around. I've had a million offers.
Oh,
first,
I mean,
first of all, girls love funny guys.
Yes.
They just love them. You know, you don't even have to be good looking. I'm not a great looking guy, but I do pretty well.
We can see that.
Because if you can make a girl laugh, it's over.
Yeah.
Especially on the road when you go to like the hillbilly towns. You're like Springsteen to these girls.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was just there. I was in.
Yeah, how was it on the road for you?
Terrifying. Well, certain times it's good, and then certain times I'm like, oh boy. Like we were in Greensboro.
Oh, I've been there.
North Carolina. Times. Oh my God, this place. Yeah. Hillbilly Central. And this
is
guy,
after a dice show?
This is after a dice show.
Filthy
so
animals.
I'm filth.
People who think Ric Flair is real.
Right. How dare you say Ric Flair is not real?
But I mean, like,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, they just guys who think like Ric Flair is.
No, yes, but they follow the storyline like sure. This is happening.
Yeah. Like it's a soap opera.
You mean
they're
Kamala's
waiting.
Not from Uganda?
Or places unknown?
I know, he's from Philadelphia. Same difference.
He's an IT
same
guy.
I can vouch for that. You're right,
Jim.
Same difference.
He's from North Philly.
Dude, I grew up on George the Animal Steel. Do you remember him?
Yes, of course.
The hairy chest. He used to bite the turnbuckles. Yeah.
But back then, there was no internet, so you could think, oh, it is real. Like, I can't research
that. Crazy.
Kamala
but now
isn't
you
from
can
Uganda.
Google something and find out
everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Back to Greensboro. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm just saying, it was a dirty show. Yeah, Dice's show. And it's funny because I told my mom about how crazy this guy was, and she goes, well, you're up there telling them what you'll do to them. So that's what they think. And I'm like, all right, lady, calm down.
Lady.
And she got so mad at me.
Hello.
But she's like, you're offering it. So that when you get off, that's what they think. Yeah. So this guy goes, I walk off to say, I'm watching Dice because it was so hot in there. Like worse,
hotter
a thousand
here?
Times worse than Jesus here. Christ. Open the door if you want. Nobody's coming in.
Fucking
so so I get off stage and this guy was like, hey, you could sit here if you want. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm good.
Oy,
I know. I'm like, hey, man. I could see he had fucking charges. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Felonies, the fucking
list.
Tattoos.
A phone book of them.
His creepy friend sitting next to him who was just, you know, his brow was sweating.
Oh,
it was gross. He looked like Earl sweating now. I'm kidding. Not. Can you open the door, Josh? I'm sorry.
No, it's all
and
good.
So,
but I mean, what's they no coof whatsoever?
Yeah, so he was like, you could sit here. And I was like, no, I'm good. And then I really was watching Dice because I was thinking, shit, it's so fucking hot. Like, he might faint. It was that bad. I got off, my shirt was a different color.
This is in the comedy club?
I don't sweat. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck, this is bad. So I was watching him, and the guy was getting mad that I was just standing there and not sitting with him. And he turned to his friend. He goes, this is your fucking fault. You're a fat pig. You're a cock blocker. You fucking ruined my chances. I'm like, whoa, shit. Like, I had to move to another section because a fight almost broke out because I wouldn't sit on this guy's
slubs.
Lap.
I'm surprised he didn't point to his face like, you can sit here if you want.
Oh.
Come on. Like, I don't expect lines like that out of Dice crowds. You know
what I mean? It was terrible. But to see a Dice crowd in that, like, I mean, I'm not saying hillbilly to be offensive. I'm just saying, like,
but they are
a different type. Yeah, and like,
oh,
people
North Carolina
are like,
is like, it's different down there.
Fuck yeah, and people are like, oh, the stereotypes, that's mean. And I'm like, man, we're not taking it far enough after this group I met.
Oh yeah,
I mean, their football team's called the Gamecocks. Jesus Christ,
they're named after the audience members.
Oh, I mean, they got those big cocks.
All right, so let's do it.
Why the hell wouldn't they call him that? You seen a locker room in a college?
You're right. I should have taken the shot.
Like swinging sequoias.
Big cocks down there. I didn't know. Shit.
Big.
Come on.
What do you want?
Whoa. Come on, Earl.
I was complimenting them. I mean, I was complimenting them.
This is a family podcast.
Yeah, what, the Addams Family?
Yes.
All right, guys.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I got to take a break.
Sure.
Just to talk about forhims.com, guys. I'm excited about this. This is a great thing. Look, every guy knows more than half of the men out there lose their hair by the age of 35. And it's easy to just pretend it's not happening, right? It's easy just to put a baseball cap on and you know, just brush out the sides like that looks cute. It doesn't, okay? We're still going to sleep with you, of course, because we're desperate. But we want you to try a little bit, and that's why we're doing this for hims.com, because there's actual solutions there, right? So the problem is your hair falls out. Okay, so what do? Just ignore it, wait for a little bald spot to pop up, then you put your dirty baseball hat on, and it's just gross. You never change your look. Come on. That's disgusting. It's okay. Men lose their hair. Big deal. But there's solutions out there, guys. And there's good solutions now, because at ForHims.com, they have great generic brands, and it's all backed by science. And it's not trickery. It's science. It's real-life science, guys. Why not go and try something? It's not like some kind of creepy alley you have to go in to buy some weird pill that says, you know, the Jack the Beanstalk brought it, and it's going to all of a sudden you're going to sprout out like a chia pet. That's not happening, brother. Why not go to a real place? And I know I sound like a maniac, but I'm just saying, I want you guys to go to ForHims.com, because this is a one-stop shop where you can talk to real doctors, and they have medical-grade solutions that treat hair loss. They treat it for you. There's no awkward doctor visits. There's no, like, you know, running around putting some oil up your butt to see if it grows. You know what I mean? It's not. This is backed by science, and this is a real thing. And I'm proud of you guys if you go there. Here's the thing. Right now, if you order now, my listeners, our listeners here at the Comedy Store Podcast, right? Rick and I want you to go there. You get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. You can go to the website for all the full details. This would cost you hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So why blow money like that? You can save money on your hats if you do this, right? Go to forhims.com/TCS. That's forhims.com/TCS. forhims.com/TCS. In case you didn't get that, okay? Please do this. You're not going to regret it. Thank you.
Hello.
We're trying to get to how Faberman got into stand-up.
Oh, how I got into stand-up?
Yeah, how did that even
happen?
I mean,
I come from a town of funny motherfucker. Bill Burr is from my hometown. No, Bill Burr's from my hometown. Everyone in my hometown was funny.
Yeah.
Everyone.
What part of Boston are you from?
Canton, Mass. Okay. South Shore, about 25 minutes south of the city. Okay. And all my friends were like just balls out hilarious, and I just so happened to be the funniest of all of them.
Okay.
I loved it. I was.
No, I just loved the confidence.
Well, I got
the way you
most
said,
humorous
great.
In middle school and high school, you know.
So
and
gay.
All my friends was it is gay, but it's like I wasn't even trying at that point. It's just
of course you were just being a goof
person. But long story short, I just my parents had an anniversary party. And they had it at like a Holiday Inn at this function hall, and Steve Sweeney. Do you know who
yes,
Steve Sweeney?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Boston legend.
Yeah.
Just like one of the best.
He was in the Farley Brothers movie. He was so funny. The fire. He did a lot of them, but I loved him as the fireman. He was, you got to see this shit.
When he,
you know,
when he zipped
and he just
his balls up in a zip. I mean, come on.
That's Steve Sweeney. So
Clark
funny.
Was
yeah.
There's a lot of funny.
My
Boston
favorite,
guys.
Lenny Clark.
Oh, you like? Yeah.
Always had a crush on Lenny Clark. Do you know him?
I know Jim Rice, but I don't know Lenny Clark.
This got weird.
When he jumped in the
like,
stands and beat that dude and he took his hat
off. I mean, he was way around the garden.
What the fuck is he?
The garden he ripped off after the liquor store
passed. Fucking mine.
It's not Earl.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy.
Yeah.
Guys, Tommy's not allowed in the building, and I apologize, but
he
sneaks
where
on.
Where is he now?
I'm right in front of him.
I heard he was like getting paid to give comics advice or trying.
What?
To
give,
that's
he's
what
he's
I heard.
Paying.
I think well, like I Kenny know. Lyons. And all
they're not
guys.
Paying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kenny got molested by his brother.
He paid for
Tommy's
that
worse.
Too.
Well, hello.
Jesus.
So he's back. Yeah, you know.
Is he back here in town?
Yeah, Kenny Lyons puts the footage on his Twitter page.
But that was for the one show. I didn't know they pay to do that. I thought they just had the show it on La Brea or
like
some
he's
shit.
Doing like consultations with comics.
After the sets, he would give them advice. Yeah. But I didn't know he's charging.
I mean, you know.
That's brilliant.
Probably the last group of people he can, you know, manipulate.
What do you think the advice he gives to Kenny Lyon is?
Well,
keep sucking your brother's dick.
You should bring your brother on stage. Make it a duo act.
Keep sucking it.
Well, I mean, maybe something funny will come out of you or in you. Who knows? Is your brother on a recording studio?
Oh, my God.
I'll pass him. When I get high on somewhere.
Tommy, that's terrible. Remember you did that to Brandon Christie and made us all sit through that?
I also passed Burger because he gave me weed from Pico and Hoover.
Burger I liked. Brandon Christie.
Burger paid me a lot of money to do. I mean, he paid Earl a lot of money to do comedy. So had a good gig in Palmdale.
But I did a million things with Berger.
Oh,
like shows. Have you ever done shows with Berger?
Yeah. We
for a while, he was like my booking agent. Yeah, God damn.
Good rooms.
He had great rooms.
He did have good rooms.
Like Lawndale, and like he'd pay you $100 to feature for Brett Ernst's brother, Keith.
Okay. I love that you said the whole
thing. Well, no, that's true. I bombed for $100. I couldn't follow Keith Ernst. I was
there
like,
you go.
Maybe this isn't for me.
Terrible person.
Well,
is he still doing comedy?
I don't know if he ever did it.
Tommy, not your advice now. Hold on a second. Let's see what.
Get back to Favorman, Boston. I love Boston. It's a racist city.
Only second to Philadelphia. I'm kidding. You think close, you beat Philadelphia probably?
I think
the movie?
Historically, yeah.
Historically,
I think that just
racially
by a Jewish nose. But no, I saw Steve Sweeney at my with my family, and he just killed the place.
He's so fucking funny.
And I was
funny.
Like, this is a job. Like, you could do this for work. And ever since then, I try to get the will to. To get up.
Did you start
I did my first gig ever in Boston at the Vault. Dick Daugherty's The Vault. It used to be a
hysterical.
Bank. So it would be a stage here, and then right next to the stage this huge bank vault where it was like the green room for the comics.
Oh, I thought they just swept the dead comics in there.
Pretty much.
You're done. Shut the door.
I mean, but, you know, I such funny people in that city.
Fuck
I don't
yeah.
know what it is. I don't know if it's the character of the weather has to do with it or
the anger,
sarcasm.
There's a lot
of anger,
sarcasm.
But anger comes from a lot of things. Like obviously, how your family treated you. Like Burr has a show about his family.
F is for family is
Dude,
phenomenal.
My family was crazy like that too. And I think weather plays a factor into people's attitudes with respect to when it gets cold. You're all stuck in one little house with 19 kids.
Wait, that's weird that you pointed at me. But well, yes, that's accurate.
It's an NBA player's home.
Did you have a bunch of brothers and sisters?
I have 9 brothers and sisters.
So you know what it is. You're all inside and you just attack each other and bust each other's
3-bedroom row home.
Oh, my God.
Like, people are like, oh, do you get intimidated around comics? And I'm like, no. They don't scare me. My family is more frightening.
Yeah.
Than
were you the only girl?
No, there's a... He turned on the AC. He texted me to tell me that. How sweet is that? Just to make the Jews comfortable, guys, we had to turn on the AC. Sorry, Comedy Store. It's going to cost you a little extra for us to do this podcast today.
We'll probably kick in on Guam's podcast.
Wait a minute.
That has
Come
more
on,
hosts
man.
Than listeners.
You're a fucking idiot.
It's the door guy who looks like the bad guy from Kickboxer, Tong Po. The hell? Who's hiring this fucking joint? Stevie Wonder? Yeah, let's let this guy be a door guy and greet people.
Is that Tommy there?
No, that's Edward G. Robinson.
Like it was switching. Yeah, definitely took
characters.
A turn.
It's a door Tommy.
I love the impressions. Do you do more impressions other than Tommy?
I do a great impression of... I only do 2 impressions. The Indian from Predator and the actual Predator. Not Harvey Weinstein, Predator. Oh, right. He's going to hurt my career. He didn't help me when he was rolling.
Right.
He'll probably suck your dick for a roll.
It's a callback. Hello.
Hey, what the
heck?
Brett Ratner, are you out there?
Did Brett wouldn't go that way. What did Brett had hot girls used to come. I'm sure.
I tried to get into singers' parties, but I was too old. I'm like, hey, no one wants to suck a 30-year-old off? Hello. I look 20.
Zing.
Ratner used to hang here all the time. He was one of Paulie's. I think they grew up together. Uh-oh, they're buddies for years because he was here all the time.
Everyone used to hang out here.
Like, it's so weird.
Like Celebrity
what year
Central.
Did you come here? To LA, I guess.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
98, I came here. I don't know if I ever told you the story. Like, first night in L.A., I came up to the comedy show because I wanted to, like, hang out.
Yeah.
Bought a ticket, got in, I watched. It was, like, Johnny Sanchez, Freddie Soto, and then Holtzman.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting by myself.
That does something to you, doesn't
it? And Holtzman was like, look at this fucking loser sitting by himself. And I go, what? I'm from Boston, like fresh out of Boston.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll knock this fool out. And then there's another dude.
You can see the crazy in his eyes.
Oh,
so
dude,
you're like, let me think about
this. Fight him. And then there's another dude next to me sitting by himself. So he goes, you two should sit together and then maybe fuck later. And I was like, I'm going to kill this guy. And then I went back to my car fuming with a ticket on it. It was like, welcome to LA.
Oh.
It was the perfect evening. For
and you didn't even get blown by that other lonely guy.
No, I
didn't.
I totally did. Come on.
Was it Tony Falcone? Hello. You know, they say.
I love these obscure references. Well,
yeah,
great.
What is this called?
I know
Tony
who that
Falcone.
Is.
He's a gay open micer.
He is a gay open
joke
micer.
Ever.
It was like, which is?
You know, they say one out of every four guys is gay. And then he'd point in the audience. One, two, three, surprise.
Listen, that is so accurate.
Goodbye.
It's disgusting. Earl, no one could see
Jesus
you lift
Christ.
Your glasses. We're not
I
videotaping.
We were on TV.
Are we videoing this, Josh?
No,
no we
we're
can't
not.
Do that. What? No one wants to let us go live streaming.
Yeah,
shit.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. Smart. I'll be
We've
quiet.
Had some crazies in here.
Oh,
but Holtzman is a Comedy Store podcast favorite. People love it because he usually
oh,
barks for
him?
No reason.
Oh
yeah, a couple times.
Maniac.
And then one of the podcasts that got lost was him and Don Barris. And they have
oh,
one of our
no.
my favorite fights on here.
You lost it?
It was a long story. I can't explain.
Maybe
it
was on this fucking 4
it
meg.
It could be on this. Now they're both fucking
I know,
doing
just
it.
Fucking, we used to do this during each other's sets in the back of the. And the audience
just
would turn back like, what is going on here?
My favorite so Earl moment here on stage, it wasn't even his. It was Jimmy Schubert's. Do you remember this night?
What,
Jimmy was a little drunk.
A little, I think.
Okay,
on stage?
Maybe a lot.
Let's just say I also think it was snowing in certain parts of the room.
Okay, we don't have to incriminate anybody.
I'm not incriminating anyone. I'm just saying there was a little booger sugar in the air.
All I'm saying is Schubert was feeling good.
Yeah, real good.
So he's on stage, and it's late, right? It's a Monday. It's like nobody. It wasn't that. Maybe 12 people in the audience. Maybe less, right?
I don't think there were that many.
You're right. Because it was a lot of comics waiting to go on.
Yeah.
So that's including in the 12, like us sitting in the back waiting. And Ronnie was with me, my ex, and we're Schubert goes and he goes, I want to go up. So they let him go up, and he's on there and he's doing this fucking yogurt bit, and he just won't stop. Like, he's just committing. Like, why are you doing bits? There's nobody in here.
Right, right.
Talk to the fucking audience.
Yeah.
Right. So he's doing his yogurt bit, he's staying on it, and out of nowhere fucking Naked Earl comes out of the
just walks up,
peeks out, right?
No,
Schubert,
from behind him,
nothing. He sees nothing. He's still, how much fucking yogurt do you fucking need? He's doing his bit, he's staying on the yogurt. Now everybody's going crazy. People are coming in to see what's going on. Earl's dancing behind him with his dick tucked
no
in between
clue.
His leg.
No
nothing
clue.
No, he's thinking, he's killing. He's like, damn, this fucking yogurt bit's getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that
but
night?
Can I tell you the funniest part was the next time we were on a show together, he does the yogurt bit and it bombs. And he says to me, dude, I did this the other night at the store and it killed. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. Just different energy tonight. Of course, I think we're in one of Dante's rooms. Hello, Dante here.
This is why nobody likes the Comedy Store podcast, because we shit on everybody.
But we name names. I mean, what's
we do name
it?
Names because well, we have a disclaimer, yeah. So we can. But that's the thing. It's like that kind of shit goes
as,
on here.
As soon as the Cosby thing hit news that he got convicted,
yeah.
First person who texted me, Jimmy Schubert.
He's the best.
It cost him $14,000 a day for legal services. Who's getting raped now? I'm like, here we go. So here we go. He rattled off like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're
fucking classic.
But that's Jimmy the Joke Man. He's in. He's so always funny. Thinking. He's always going. But that's why it was funny to me that he wasn't fucking, he was doing bits and not connect. Like, Jimmy's a goof. He could
just
handle anything. It was. He must have just been that drunk that he was like, let me just do my act. It'll sober me up or something. I don't know.
I mean, he was at the Comedy Store back when, like, Kinison and all those guys were there. He's been here.
When I started, he was like the fave, if you will.
Yeah.
But that's a weird way of showing respect. Like, if we didn't like him, I wouldn't have gone out.
No, of course. Like, yeah.
If someone's up there you don't like when we do our little sound things to each other, it's trying to help each other out. Or, when we yell at you.
Of course, it's my favorite.
But if you don't like someone, you just sit there and watch them and just hear them.
And if they're bombing, it's even better just to watch.
Yeah, I got a great story. Me and Dooley were in the back of the audience. When
Rusty Dooley.
Yeah, you know Josh Nelson. You remember him? He got passed.
God,
and
that's
then
familiar.
He just disappeared. He went into, like, real estate. So he's up on stage just bombing, and he got distracted by something, and he goes, where was I? And me and Dooley are like, you were bombing. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he went right back into his fucking set. Dude, the memories here, it's unbelievable. God.
Because it's so many years. That, like, how long did it take you to get passed? And you got passed by Mitzi, right?
I got the door job in 99. And I was passed in 2003, but I was a doorman for like a year, and I was like, I can't do this. This is when I decided to stop being a doorman, when I was forced to go up that ladder and change the sign. I was like,
oh, you
on
and
a
so
Saturday,
many others.
I was like, that is the end of me doing this gig. I'm not putting. I felt like I was going to fall into Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah,
on that
and no
ladder.
One's watching, and there's like, no insurance.
It. Yeah. So I was like, at that point, I just hit the road. I used to go out with Ricker sometimes.
Oh, my favorite. Oh, okay. My absolute favorite. I mean, we fight over stupid shit now, but he's still one of my favorite comics.
He's a classic human being, as in, like, he used to bring over his son, get him naked on my bed, and just let him roll around. I'm like, bro, get your son's balls off my fucking blankets, man. Take off his shoes, put his feet up on the fucking where I'm eating.
Actual human.
Barely.
That was his line.
Yeah.
That was his line. Yeah. He'd always say that. And I'd be like, really? Yeah. You're saying that? Like, bro, relax.
But still one of the funniest human beings.
Always. Always. But people get mad at me for saying, did you know Mike Ricca?
I knew the name. I just thought it was a little before
you
my time.
You would have so loved negative. Him.
Oh, I love him already.
Yeah, he was negative, in such a hilarious way.
I don't know if he's still negative, but he's definitely religious more.
He's got a full-blown
family
six. And,
he's got
a lot going on.
He's got a lot going on, I'll just say that.
This town will drive you fucking batty, dude. It'll make you miserable.
Fuck yeah.
But I've seen so many of you tuck the tails and go home.
Giant, small, medium, any level of the business, people have quit.
There was a girl who lived. I used to live in this big house on Sweetser. This model used to rent a room from me.
Mm-hmm. And model or just like
she was like gorgeous, but she had terrible breath. Never flossed. It was awful.
What's her number?
Well, hit me up.
Who books
so she,
it?
She comes
idiot.
And she's like, I'm here in LA. I'm going to be here forever.
You're like, stop
3
talking.
Weeks later, she got towed twice back to fucking Minnesota. It took her a month and this place weeded her out.
But I mean,
real
like,
fast.
I've seen, because these girls, like in her case, she's the hottest girl in her city.
Right.
Yeah.
And she comes out here thinking she can bullshit her way like she did back home. And then it's like, a lot of hot girls had that same plan.
Yeah. Get eaten up, dude. You need a tough hide. You got to put up with a lot of shit just to survive here, never mind succeed.
Yeah.
I mean,
one of my brothers, Billy, I can say his name because he doesn't listen to this.
He don't give a fuck.
But I have two other brothers that listen, so they'll enjoy this. But I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, and if I have, I apologize. But he always says, man, you've been working so hard at this. At least you didn't become a porn star. I'm like, why would that be an option?
A lot of people did.
Yeah, but really?
Cameron Diaz.
She's a porn star?
She did porn.
In the beginning?
Sylvester Stallone. Yep.
The Italian Stallion.
Wait a minute. Okay, time out.
She did the video. Italian Stallion.
Do
I
not,
have it on Blu-ray.
I already know.
Blu-ray?
One.
Hey, he needed the money.
I already know about Stallone.
About Cocky.
He was
Diaz.
Living in his car. I didn't know about Cameron Diaz. Mm-hmm. What did she do?
Look her up on YouPorn. I think there's a video of her still
Cameron
up.
Cameron Diaz?
Yep.
Ugh, I don't know if I could... rub one out to her.
Really?
She picked up on her.
I met her in person.
She picked up.
I was walking my dog, and she just was in a zone. She was either high or something, but she was into me, and then the fat friend ruined it.
Which one, yours or hers?
It's my gay neighbor.
Oh, gay guys are the biggest cock blocks.
Oh, they're the worst.
Did he recognize her? Is that why?
Yeah, she was like, but we're about to give numbers. And
did you show her a picture of your dick?
I was so close to going, listen, let's cut through the bullshit.
Yeah.
You're horny. I'm horny. I got a big hog. I got money.
Right.
Let's just cut through it.
Yeah, that's a Kennedy. Who would fucking turn that down?
I couldn't even get booked on that CNN series. You talk about
it's
tough
the Jew
business.
Side of the Kennedy, yeah, so it's different. Problem. But
yeah. Well, yeah, my mom was Jewish. And
sorry about that.
So, was your mom Jewish? Yeah. So you are okay.
Oh, look at him jumping to make sure it's official.
Yeah, it's official now. It's about the
She's a weird one.
Wait, my question to you: didn't you work for an agency first? Didn't you
work for CAA?
CAA, that's right.
I
remember meeting you, and you were working there. I don't remember exactly what you were doing.
I was in the mailroom at first, and then I was a floating assistant to some of the desks.
Were you thinking of becoming an agent or manager?
My plan was to learn the back end of the business before I got into what I wanted to do.
That's so Jewish. Yeah. And so, how did that work out?
Smart.
It worked out great. I mean, I met a ton of fucking I knew all the ins and outs of all the creepiness that went on
course.
There, the drugs, the power struggles.
Especially back then.
I got a hilarious story. There's a guy, Lee Gabler. He used to represent like Dave Letterman.
Sounds so familiar. And
dude, he was a huge agent back in CA back in the day. So we were on the third floor of the building at the time, and there's only three floors. So we're at the top. We were on the second floor, and we were trying to go down. And so he gets in the elevator and I get in the elevator, and instead the elevator goes up.
Okay.
So we're like, fuck. We both kind of looked at each other. We didn't talk to each other. He's like a huge agent. I'm a mailroom guy.
Right. So you're like, don't make eye contact.
I mean, we kind of looked at each other like, fuck. So we went up to the top floor, and there was a Mexican guy there who was like, his name was El Duedo or whatever his name was.
El Tocho?
Whatever.
El Tocho's the best.
He had this huge cart of mail, and he was carting it into the elevator because he wanted to go down. And I go, hey, sorry, man, we're going up. And he goes, oh, shit. And we're already at the top floor. So he starts wheeling it back. And as the door starts closing, he realizes, like, there is no up. So he goes to lunge to grab the door, and the door shuts, and you just hear a smash. and you hear, oh. And the elevator starts going down. We both are sitting there quiet. And then the Lee Gable, the big guy, just fucking lost it. We were dying.
Such an asshole.
Oh, dude, it was so great. We were dying. And then we got to the bottom floor. The doors opened up. We both like got serious again and walked out. But it was such a hilarious
You had
moment.
A cute little moment with him.
Oh, it was so great. He'll
never
forget
that. Always funny
shit.
Picking on Mexicans. Nice.
Just on losers.
Poor thing.
He was the only guy below me in the company. So, of course, I'm going to take him down in front of the big guys.
Was he working in the mailroom? Obviously.
He was below us in the mailroom.
Okay.
Like we would shuck the mail, and he would deliver it in inter-office.
Got it. Know? That's but, your mean,
when
man.
My first day at CAA was when Leonardo DiCaprio was on Titanic, and we used to get bins and bins of fan mail on that guy. And then when Good Will Hunting came out, they'd had a bunch of fan mail come in for Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and we used to open it up and read the messages, and some people would leave phone numbers. And I had the Boston accent, so I would call houses and be like, this is Matt Damon. Is your daughter there? And they'd be like, oh, my God. And the mother would be like, oh, my God, she's not home right now, but can you call back later? And dude, we used to have a field day with that, just calling people up, just pranking people. They used to send gifts. I have a pair of Brad Pitt's boots in my trunk right now. I mean.
Why? From CAA?
People would just send gifts to these people.
And you still have Brad's boots?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Brad
Watson's. Are they his or somebody just sent them to
Someone him? Sent it to him to give to him. So basically all the mail used to come through the mailroom and then
amazing.
Get sent out. So Brad Pitt would send it to his office, and then the PR people would come and pick it up and either deliver it or just
keep it.
Yeah.
Sure. The general public is so scary. But I feel like things like that, like boots and stuff like that, that would be like they want Brad Pitt to wear it on something
course,
so that
yeah.
their brand can be.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Earl works for that guy.
John Varvatos.
Varvatos.
Who's that?
Yeah.
It's a high-end men's.
Enough. I've heard
men's
of yeah,
clothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Men's clothing.
Men's clothing.
Do you wear stuff?
Absolutely.
What's that cologne you wear, by the way?
Whoa. I can't tell you off air because it's a secret and I can't have all these fucking werewolves.
All right. Fair enough. Because I smell that it's not my style, but I can see how it would work for
you. Here's what it is. It's a pheromone, and so you spray it on your neck and you barely smell it. But I swear to God, it draws people in, and then you layer it. Well, I mean, I've got a cologne called Cocoa Butter. It's a repellent.
Tommy, that's not a repellent. That would draw it in.
I was at Magic Mountain the other day getting some cotton candy. I was attacked.
Did you pick it?
Three guys picked it. They said, that's mine. I said, I paid for it. It's mine.
Jesus Christ. This one we're going to get in trouble for.
Well, who cares?
You think he listens?
No. Tommy? I don't know. But look, we love Tommy. We just do this. We go a little far with this
I got a ham radio. How the hell am I supposed to listen to a podcast?
Tommy was a funny guy. Did you ever have bad encounters with him? Let me
I'll put it this way.
He didn't pass you, Mitzi did, right?
Oh, I got passed by Mitzi. Okay. Yeah, but he was sitting next to... This is what happened. When I got passed, Mitzi was still making lineups.
Sure.
So when I got passed, I was getting good spots. Mm-hmm. As soon as Tommy took over, my spots went from 11-15s to 12-15s and then 12-15s to 12-45s and nothing in between. It was always just like 12-15 or 12-30 or 12-45. So I got stuck in that 7 years of doing. I grew, but it's like you can never really work anything out at that hour. You had to just swim with the sharks and survive pretty
much. Although lately, and I don't know if they're waiting for Chappelle or what, because I get those late spots. And I don't mind them, but
the store,
all of a sudden, there's people. Like last night.
Because the store now compared to when.
Right.
Dude, it was desolate. Yeah. We'd barely start shows.
We called it the dead
years. The dead years. Yeah. But there were some funny guys.
Some great funny guys.
And in fact, I thought, just my opinion, that those that resurgence of young comics kept it afloat.
Yeah.
And kept it somewhat relevant until this wave came in and just, good God, I've never seen this story.
Yeah, this is amazing. People always ask, what's the difference between the 80s and now? I'm like, bro, I wasn't here in the 80s. No. One. I mean, I know I look elderly, but Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You look great.
Thanks. Right?
I disagree.
God damn it.
Oh, wait. I've already booked the podcast. Now you fucking
You're actually
hack.
On it right now.
So. Let's plug my project. Wow.
Well.
Earl, I have seen Earl's... Johnson.
But you asked. Nice. I did not just show it to you. Like,
Are you looking for consent on this podcast?
The whole, like I had,
was it erect or was it just
kind of the picture?
So. Yeah.
Because I had two waitresses the other night ask. They asked me, hey, we've heard about your picture. We're new here.
Your
headshot. It's a real nice picture. I will DM you the picture if you'd like to see it. Girls.
Good.
Girls.
Oh, girls.
You would send it to Favorman?
I would send it to fans of the Comedy Store podcast.
Guys, write in if you want to see Earl's Johnson.
Not guys. I'm sorry, girls.
Write in?
Girls, you have to be of age.
What are we in the 80s?
Maybe I am dating myself. That's why people think I was here in the 80s. Hey, guys, write us in.
Polaroid. Hello!
I have a picture in here of Earl naked at about 1:45 a.m. on the OR stage.
But is the Johnson tucked?
It's tucked.
He does the crying game.
Who wants to fuck me? She's a great big fan. Did you guys see the profile of Buffalo Bill?
It's not
on
Crying
Tinder?
Game. It's Silence of the Lambs. I'm sorry. I always do that backwards.
Look at this right here.
Are you going to show us Earl
now? You can no. This is look at the Tinder profile for Buffalo Bill.
Oh, that's funny.
Have you ever seen? Have you read it though?
No, I'm not.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious. I just love the picture.
But read the whole dude. The whole thing hysterical.
That's amazing.
The picture's great. Like whoever.
I have a dog.
Collecting insects.
Collecting insects.
And this is Buffalo Bill. Yeah, you can read it out loud.
This is not my Tinder profile. I had to get off of Tinder because I knew too many people.
This is a fake Tinder profile of Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs that someone put together.
I'll do it.
Yeah, just read it.
I like curvy girls. Mm-hmm. I have a dog. Her name is Precious. She's my world. My hobbies include midnight strolls, collecting insects, kind of nerdy, but it's what I'm into, making my own clothing, and dancing when nobody's looking. Dry skin is a real deal breaker.
I love Bath and Body Works for the sole reason their lotion comes in a basket.
Come on, dude. And then there's one last line, too. Hold on. I date me.
I date me. That's
come on, that's
hilarious.
Some classic shit.
I wonder if he gets hit up like, oh, this is I love this guy.
Yeah, what do you mean, the actor, actual actor?
Oh, I met him.
Has but I'm saying they're idiots. Oh, people
yeah.
are Lawn so Mall dumb. Man,
right? His name's Ted Levine. He's he was in a Crime Story with Dice.
Oh, okay. He oh, was? Back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh,
he wow. was, he was the character Frank Holman. He was like the scheming con artist.
Was he on was he Lawn Mower Man, too? Was
that
he,
I don't know. I know he was mean? In the movie Heat.
It's a movie called Lawn Mower Man. It's back in the day. It was fucking
he was
yes, I remember
he's really, in all his roles, he's got a mustache usually, so he doesn't look like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
But I met him once at Target. I'm like, hey, man, I got a podcast. And
I love that you asked him to be
I'm
on
fearless.
Your podcast.
I mean, the worst I can do is say no, and I don't lose anything. Sure. So I'm like, but I have an idea. You know, I don't want to really interview Ted Levine. And he kind of, I could tell he was bummed out at that. I'm like, I want to interview you as Buffalo Bill the whole time.
Goodbye.
And I'm like, you know, so I'll say, hey, Bill, it's been a while. Where you been? And he just looks at me and goes,
I don't think so.
I took a shot.
Hey, why not, man?
Why
you get nothing
you
to lose
interview
this time?
Him as Ted?
But don't you think that would be funny? I mean, I'm a huge fan.
Of course, it's hilarious. Oh, hilarious.
But yeah. I just think, you know, it's like, kind of like Jason Galern's Julio in Space.
Well, I did my podcast right. with Julio.
Have
you ever heard Galern?
Oh, Galern, Julio.
We did a dual podcast where I interviewed Mike, and Galern was my sidekick as Julio
perfect.
In Space.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Speaking of celebrities that you see around town, that was you remember the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
He's
in trouble.
Dude, he was driving like a Pinto, like a 78 Pinto. This thing was beat the fuck
up. What do you mean he's in trouble?
He got
child pornography on his computer.
I
this
mean, those
nuts.
Kids look 12 in his defense.
Earl.
Hello.
Earl.
Don't say my name, Earl.
I'm sorry.
Tommy.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Inappropriate.
On SoundCloud and iTunes. Number 7 today.
7 on all the podcasts?
No, 7 on iTunes Comedy.
Okay.
That's amazing, by the way.
That
proud
is amazing.
Of you.
But I owe it a lot to the Comedy Store coming on this podcast. I mean, I think people don't realize if you go on other people's podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time.
It's a cross section.
Yeah. I mean, they think, well, I don't want to promote on someone else's podcast. But, like, it's the complete opposite.
That's amazing. I feel like your pheromones are getting to me.
That cologne's starting to creep up on
me.
You got to tell me off air.
I will tell you off air.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I like that Who shirt.
You want to get one
is
double
Is that from
double
Target
Drew
or Forever 21?
Oh, no. Love, this is from Fred Siegel.
Oh, so sorry.
Sunset.
So sorry.
Daddy flies
Daddy
first class.
Daddy only goes first class. My fault.
Remember when I first started here as a doorman?
Yes.
And you were like, oh, we thought you were cute
was
until
I
you
so
opened your
too?
Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's how you describe me. I'm like, what? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, because you were here, was Lauren still here? Was Peltz still here?
Yeah, Peltz was still here. Oh,
all right,
dude.
We got to see what this Jew's all about.
Let's try to fuck this guy.
Remember Adrian?
We had a great team, didn't we, back
Adrian.
Then? You don't have to say that name, but I like
I
it.
I loved
it.
She was
Cookie
so
Girl.
Dumb.
No, that's Andrea.
No. Yeah, Andrea, you missed this one.
Andrea hated me. No. Who's I was just talking about? Andrea?
Adrian.
Amazing body.
Phenomenal. She loved to show it off. And
phenomenal
she,
body,
she
face.
She would be putting her credit cards, you know, running them in the back, and she'd be leaned over, and all of it
dude.
Would be out. And you'd see the G-string, and I'd be like,
nice.
What are you selling
but
back
I,
here?
I fucked her once. And,
okay, I know this story, and it's my favorite.
Okay.
Can you tell it properly?
I've never heard it.
I won't. I'll tell it the way I can. So I one night at the comic show, I'm sitting in the back minding my business, and she sneaks up, and she's like, I heard you have some weed. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, let's smoke later. I'm like, just come over. Okay. Like, she was dumb, dude. Like, brick dumb. Like, anyway, she comes over, 20 minutes in. We're fucking, and she had like boils on her back.
20 minutes,
dude,
it's
it was
huh?
nothing.
That's
it
hot.
Boils on
boils.
Her back.
Well, we had to smoke weed. It was, dude, but the body was phenomenal, and I just crushed it. Shit. Dude, I did. I killed it. So the next morning,
you
she.
Are a fucking
I'm a fucking animal.
Animal
but, and I mean, come on. Be who you are, right? So she parked. I knew she parked on Little Santa Monica or something, and she had to move her car before 7 a.m. or this thing was going to get towed.
Yes.
Grayed out.
Dude, not only grayed out, but I was nice enough to wake up at 6:55, like, all right,
hey, guys.
Out.
Come on, guys.
Out.
Hit it, toots.
Wait, yeah. Time out.
Beat it, pig.
Is it true, and you don't have to say yes or no, that you only hit it from behind because you had
a
girlfriend, you told her.
No.
Oh. She believed that.
That's not true. I hit it from behind because I couldn't look at her face.
Well, how bad could her face
It looked like Mrs. Ed. It was a horse head.
You have a number? Hello.
She put on that mask from the movie
Rocky Dennis.
No, what was the one from Scream? And it didn't change the phrase at all.
You're an asshole.
Come on, yeah. All right,
two fucking morons.
So I nudge her.
I loved her. She was my favorite.
She was cool. I do like. I don't make one make fun
cool.
of her. She was. I mean, she was. You know, she was a part of the family. You know.
Yeah.
This is a fucking family. Anyways, 6:55. I nudge her. I go, you gotta get up. She's like, I go, you gotta get up or your car's gonna go tow. I'm just gonna sleep in. Okay. Sleep in.
Whoa, you let her.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna move the fucking car.
No, I mean. Push to get her out.
Yeah, well, I wanted her out, number one. But number two, I nobody wants someone's friend to get towed. That's
okay.
fucking awful.
Okay.
So we get up. We have breakfast, the whole thing.
From behind.
What's
Don't
breakfast?
Let her get towed.
Breakfast was a granola bar and a kick in the ass. Get out, pig. Hit the pastures.
Move.
So she leaves.
Horrible human being.
I'm relieved. I'm having a bowl of fucking cereal, just chilling on my couch.
Jethro.
15 minutes
right?
later, I got a knock on the door. Who is it? It's Adrian. What do you want? My car got towed. Too bad. I woke you up. I was brutal.
And it was so mean.
I was brutal. And then she's like, please, just somebody, just help me. And I'm like, dude, I'm good.
So you didn't help her?
Well, after being at my door for 15 minutes knocking, I let her in. I go, listen, I'm taking you to the tow place. You're on your own. Drove her to the tow place, got out. She tried to bend over to lean in the window to say goodbye. Just peeled out rocks and everything. Dude, it was done. I'm the bad guy.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're like that relative that we all have that we have to deal with.
Dude, listen. You know, you have to deal with the consequences
but
of life.
I get it, because that's the thing. If you're going to fool around with a comic, a guy, whatever.
I've
like,
never done that.
Everybody here, for a while, and I think it was more during the dead years, because there was nothing to do except for fuck one another.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that bluntly, but that's what it was.
Yeah, there was a lot.
And there was so many people. There was one point where there was like a herpes epidemic.
Oh, really?
So everybody was telling each other they had herpes, and I was like,
here?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and then it became, you know, gossip
that
even more people had it that didn't have it.
Wow.
And I fucked him, so he has it, and now she's got it.
But nobody uses condoms?
I'm going to go with no.
Well, I can't catch AIDS twice.
You can try.
Well, that's how roast battle is.
You
I
can.
Guess partly the main reason I left the show is I couldn't take this family genealogies in there.
It was really
bad. Everyone
was
fucking everyone up there.
That's why you look over there. This guy fucked my ex. Then you look over there. This guy fucked my ex. Well, I fucked this girl. It's just like I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because that one specifically that we're talking about, I had to have her cry on my shoulder quite a few times because of different nonsense.
Well, remember James Painter? What happened with him? Can we tell that story?
I think we already did, but it's okay. Do you know it?
I have a Painter story, but with another girl.
What did
I don't
want to
mention
the
girl's name.
No, you don't have
to. We were
to.
All names here tonight.
One I'm friends with, to be honest.
I'm friends with all these people.
Yeah, we're friends with that
well,
one.
But yeah, but this one's like not really a store person.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
it's
so it's an outsider. Once it's an outsider, they have.
Well, I mean,
you think herpes starts at the Comedy Store and then
certainly
out from
finishes.
There?
Well, it definitely was
filtrates out
for sure.
Yes, because didn't Robin Williams?
I'm sorry.
Didn't Robin Williams have?
Didn't Robin? You can't go away from the mic and say Robin Williams. I don't know if he had herpes.
I heard that too.
He stole it from Steve Pearl. Hello.
Who's listening?
Good.
My favorite comic, Steve Pearl. Everyone gets mad. Everyone gets mad at me.
I mean, he's a humorous guy.
Like,
he's a wacky fella.
Wacky, crazy. Nobody made me laugh that hard.
Really?
When I first started here, Jeremy Dingle could make me laugh and cry because it was more like I wanted to kill myself.
Dude, you saw everyone come to this building.
With fucking Lauren Peltz over that because she insisted that Jeremy Dingle was going to be the next Jim Carrey and that I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And I was like, bitch, I will kill your whole family. This guy is horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know what pills Mitzi took today, but she passed him and I don't know why. But Mitzi saw something weird in him too.
Well, he went for it. The guy had commitment like you wouldn't believe.
He would flip around on stage. He would do it. But then she weeded him out.
Yeah.
So,
because he wasn't funny. He didn't grow.
Right.
He didn't grow.
One little shtick.
He did the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people she passed that she would reconsider, and then a lot of people she passed that she was like, oh, this is going to be bad, like Sebastian, and look what he did.
Oh, yeah.
But she, that was the worst showcase ever.
Lauren Peltz?
She never passed Lauren
Peltz. Well, she said she did and then took it back,
What
right?
she said was, and this is why people don't like people because they interpret things wrong.
Yeah.
What happened was, she said she wanted her to play an accordion.
Yeah.
And
I was there this night.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was the night she quit the comedy store.
Yeah.
So she was a waitress that turned comic. Mitzi hated that, by the way.
Yeah.
That was her least favorite thing. So seriously, I was terrified to tell her I was going to be a comic because I heard her talk shit about every waitress that turned comic. And so that was what Lauren did. She was like, I could be a comic. So she started doing comedy, and I'm going to be honest, and I've said it to Lauren's face, the worst, absolute worst comic I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie, that's saying something.
Freddie Soto and I would have literally have lunches to try to figure out how to have a intervention.
A comedy intervention?
To tell this person to never do comedy.
Kill yourself.
Like, and I love Lauren. She's a brilliant agent, by the way.
Great
producer.
Great lady.
Could put shit together like you wouldn't believe.
Great lady.
But comedy? Stop it.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Dude. She had a tape. Yeah. She was playing J-Lo, and she was tying an ass to herself and dancing around. That's grounds for
she's
execution.
Still using it?
That's my bet.
Just for sex games in the bedroom. Because now she's a mother, you know. But anyway, so Mitzi said to her, play the accordion. And she goes, I don't want to play the accordion. And she's like, if you play the accordion, I'll pass you.
Right.
And she goes, Mitzi just made me a paid regular. And I go, you didn't hear what Mitzi said. And then I walked over to Mitzi and I go, Mitzi, I need to know, did you just make Lauren a paid regular? Because that's what Lauren came in the kitchen telling me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
please,
this is,
please,
I know Mitzi's not feeling well, but this is bad.
Yeah.
So I sat next to her in the main room and I was like, did you make her a paid regular? She goes, no. She goes, I said, if she plays that accordion someday, I'll pass her. Like, I'll pass her. If she does that, that would be funny on stage. And so I went to Lauren and I go, Lauren, I really think you should go back over to Mitzi because Mitzi loved her.
Yeah.
And she, because Lauren used to get her high.
She wanted it so bad.
Yeah. And Mitzi was having problems with her sciatic nerve pain. So yeah. Mitzi, Lauren would bring her weed to fucking chill her out. And Mitzi loved it. So I said, I really think you should go back to Mitzi and talk to her. And she was like, fuck you. You're negative. You just don't see it. And you're jealous that I'm going to be. I go, Lauren, I don't want to be a comic. I have no interest in. And this was real because I really had no interest in being a comic back then. And I was like, so I don't know what you're talking about, but please, I don't want you to get hurt. She flipped out on me. She went over to Mitzi and Mitzi said, no, honey, you didn't hear what I said. And that Lauren lost her shit and walked out of here and never came back.
So you never, in all the years you were here, you never wanted to be a comic.
Never, ever.
So when did all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to go for this? Because it's not like one of those things you go, I'm going to give it a shot. You knew the commitment that it was going to take.
Right. I knew all the bullshit behind it. But like for years, Freddie, Rogan, everybody would be like, you should be doing comedy because I would fuck around in the kitchen with everybody. We would talk shit. And then when Freddie passed, it like a year and a half later, I was doing a one woman's show. That was my goal. Mm-hmm. And I called Mitzi to ask her if I could do it in the belly room. She's like, oh, that'd be great, honey. So I was like, all right, awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mitzi said I could do it. And then I called Dice to be like, look, because we had just broken up. And I was like, hey, I'm not like stepping on your toes. It's a cool, because we were still friends. I just wanted to make sure, you know, it's his house before it's mine, technically.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, is it cool? And then I was doing the one woman show, what I thought was a one woman show. And Dice was like, you're doing stand up, stupid. Come on the road.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Well, because I remember me and Dave Mischievitz went to see you.
Yeah, Mischievitz, love. When I was a wrestler. Wow.
Did you know she did wrestling?
I've heard. I've never seen.
Dude, they came to the forum. Didn't
Mischievitz got in the ring?
And he won a t-shirt because he was flipping around like a nut.
Fucking animal.
Yeah, that was great. The doing that at the forum.
I loved watching you do that. That was so fun. It was such craziness.
Like,
man.
Why would I do that?
Where can people see this?
Asshole. Wow, Women of Wrestling. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh, it's still up.
Yeah,
still...
Easy Rider. Naturally, that's
is that
my
you,
name.
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
So indicative.
Maybe that's why those guys in North Carolina, they were like, "That's an Easy Rider.
That's an Easy Rider.
That's an
Strap
Easy Rider. She could ride us."
She'll fuck her in her Jimmy Garvin bed.
You're an idiot. I
maybe
love your
she
references.
Fucked Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant.
Did you see the Andre the Giant?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it because WWE didn't take responsibility.
Yeah, like they, I mean, we've seen it with comics where once comics like not hot anymore, it's beat it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
With
the most
Andre,
evil
yeah,
business
I mean,
there is.
I think wrestling might be even more evil because once
Cause
his body started breaking down, it's like, all right, we got this blonde Hulk Hogan, beautiful dude. So, thanks, Andre. See ya.
But they fought each other. That was like the most epic. When I was a kid, that was epic.
But like he was two. In. He shouldn't have been in that ring. He right. His body
he couldn't
was
move.
Done.
Even Hulk said it. Whatever.
By the way,
real name
Hulk
is.
Hogan looks. Terry Bollea looks fantastic.
Doesn't
in
he?
High def.
Right.
I mean, you could.
I was proud of him. I'm
you
serious.
You could
great.
See the fucking. His face looks like a Thomas Guide page.
Just, he looks like Rose Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, hey, come on now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Hey, he had a great headshot. You know. What I'm saying, hey, my head's so big. If I was riding shotgun, he'd still be alive. Hello, you know what I'm saying? I was doing 9/11. Oh, sorry, that's my bed.
You're gonna
now.
Lose your trust fund.
I can't. It's too. We have more money than the Kennedys. They got.
Oh yeah, Jews always have more money than the
Irish.
My
mom was
Come
a
on,
fucking
man.
Snake. When she died, she had like 7 secret bank accounts.
God love her, man.
Can you explain what lineage of the
Kennedys?
Listen
to me. He's not on the hot seat here. You are.
Wally George, hot seat, 999, 5,000.
No,
I'm doing a 30 for 30, not on Wally George, but on his studio audience. Wouldn't you love to be a fly? Hello! You don't know who Wally George is?
What's Wally George?
The guy with the white hair. He was like the first Rush Limbaugh. He was on KDOC, which is like this obscure Orange County Garden Grove fucking.
That's hysterical.
And his audience was like this Nazi fucking youth that would just agree with anything he would say.
Oh fuck, man. There's a lot of crazies out there. Like
but
that.
My aunt is Ethel Kennedy. So, you know.
She was married,
she was married to Bobby
sister.
Kennedy.
Right.
My dad's sister.
Your mom's. Oh,
my
your dad's sister. Okay.
But they weren't very close. Like, there was one time I was having lunch with my dad at the Bel Air Hotel. My dad went to 3 places. Mm-hmm. The country club to golf, where he was like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. Mm-hmm. Like,
this is your
nice.
Dad?
Yeah, sure.
Is he still alive?
No, they passed 2 months apart. But
well,
I mean, yeah, but he would go to the Bel Air Hotel to drink with Harry Nielsen.
Ooh.
So one day we're having lunch, and the waiter goes up to my dad and says, "Hey, Mr. Skakel, your sister's over there. She'd like to come over and say hello." And
I'm
my dad
good.
Just looks at the waiter and goes, "Nah."
Wow.
And like, that's how like I grew that. Up. Like, why is your sister having to ask the Mexican waiter? Like,
this is a lot of shitting on Mexicans, guys. Yeah.
I love Mexicans.
All right.
I own a few. Come on.
Hello. Hey, you made my bed in the 70s.
Oh,
I had more Mexicans in our house than Tijuana did.
Jesus.
Real under the table payments. I mean, thank God.
Paid them in tamales.
I mean, we had Leroy the Black Butler.
That is
and
so
three
racist.
Mexican maids. Jesus. And a German maid who was actually really famous.
The German maid?
Skateboard Mama. I don't know if you ever
what does
saw
that mean?
The... She was like
assuming.
An 80-year-old woman who was...
I don't know if it's a porn, like yeah. She skates in and then she fucking snaps
girl?
Somebody's neck.
Yeah.
Well, she...
She's German.
If you ever, she had postcards made about her. She was in the Venice Boardwalk skateboarding with all the young, beautiful, hot skateboarder dudes. But she was like this old lady who would skateboard. So she made money by...
Oh, I see. That's funny. Yeah.
The novelty.
Yeah. I like that you hired a German.
Well, you know, we're Jews. We had to put them to work eventually.
Yeah, it's nice to own a few
Germans. Hey, I mean, the Holocaust, it was the first bringer show. Hello!
Turn the beat around. Good for you, buddy.
I mean, Hitler could really work a room.
Could really kill up there.
I tell you, I was the opening act. You talked about a tough gig. Forget the correspondence dinner. Hello!
By the way, can you talk about that?
Sure, if you want to talk about that.
She,
good setup, Earl. Thank you.
Who books it?
Who books it?
Why do they bring these comedians on when they know they're going to just shit all over everything?
Can I ask a question? Did they? I like. I've researched a little bit. I only know four other comics that have done it. Have they? Is that a norm? Is that a normal thing?
I think
or
is it usually
for the correspondence dinner?
But did it
like,
only get big because?
Because I think they started doing controversial material against the people who were at the show.
Because last year that guy was controversial.
Yeah,
extremely.
I watched his. The other
I can't
day
think
too.
Of his name. I'm a horrible
something
person.
Hassan.
Yeah,
great guy.
Really
funny dude.
And funny.
Yeah, and he. I think he's the one who kind of. I don't know for sure, but
Colbert
he set
too,
that tone.
Norm started it, like because he
McDonald?
Did the Clinton one, and he was just doing like Dick Morris jokes, and Dick Morris was like
a
Clinton operative, but, known for like. Being sexually aggressive, and
yeah.
So he's like, "Hey, there's Dick Morris. Girls, run now!" You know, just doing stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
Watch
yeah.
out for Michelle Clinton. Wolf, he's coming
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
CNN, cover your drinks.
I mean,
well, you know, my
so
favorite.
Bad.
I didn't think it was that bad either.
I thought they were hilarious, all of them. But people of that stature have no sense of humor when it comes
right.
to them getting shit on themselves.
Also,
Huckabee, that lady looked like she was going to murder her.
Fuck her, because here's the thing. She should be able to take a joke.
Sure.
If you're going to sit on
be.
The dais like that, if you will, I'm not saying it's a roast, but she was right there.
Yeah.
They're going to shit on you. And everybody's like, oh, they're making fun of how another woman looks. You can't do that. She did not make fun of that, how that woman looks. She not
honest,
only gave her a compliment, she said she makes the lies look good. That's basically
made,
what it was.
She said makes a nice ashy
smoky eye.
Smoky eye.
That's how you put makeup
so
on.
So funny.
I mean the last
I put
thing.
Up a picture and everybody was like, I love the smoky eye. Like
here's the problem.
If she would have said lazy smoky eye, that's shitting on
that's,
the woman.
Yeah, that's fine.
But she didn't. She said taking all these lies, spinning them, turning them into ash, and then making a perfect smoky eye. That's a brilliantly written joke.
It really, all of it was. But the problem is, and I'm not gonna get political, is we have the douchebag. And we have the sensitive pussies.
Yeah.
And
so
don't be either of those.
Everybody sucks on those sides.
Everyone.
Both sides. Both sides.
But it's a horrible like room. Like think of the room. It's 50-50 Democrats, Republicans. They hate each other.
Stuffy.
So that's the vibe of the room.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think any
and journalists who right now are being shit on by the whole administration.
So
my favorite part was they compared her, Michelle Wolf, to Dice and Kinison. And I mean, I've seen Dice go after people. She wasn't that mean.
No, I think she was.
She
I think she
laid
was
in a little
Seinfeldish.
Deeper. Yeah,
compared
I thought
to Dice,
all the jokes were funny.
The Trump pussy joke was great.
Oh, absolutely.
He's the only
the pussy hat.
He,
hers has a little more yarn on it.
She said something
she said
like,
the one she
"Trump's the only
pussy
you can't grab."
Yeah,
that's
fucking.
That's
funny,
really
man.
Good. Did he also? She also say the one like maybe he grabs pussy because he's looking for change, loose change in there because she's. Trump's so broke.
Oh, right. I think you're right. Something along those lines.
There's a spare change in there.
But
so now these are all good.
It's been so ripped apart. And then other comics coming after her saying she's a lowlife scumbag.
What comic would say that?
There's so many of them.
But they're jealous that.
That's crazy.
I mean, she became a house. I mean, I know she was
dude,
kind of famous
she
before,
went
but
for
like.
And
yeah,
she
I'm happy
it.
That happened.
Oh, yeah. She's a headliner.
You hear what Chappelle
now.
Said? Chappelle was like, I'm
you
proud of her.
Respect the craft.
Yeah.
That's exact. She did exactly what her job job was.
Dude, she killed it. In my just you, because people aren't laughing doesn't mean the shit's not funny. Plain and simple.
Yeah, think of the fucking room. Another comic wrote, yeah, right? Earl bombs that nightly. You can see Earl bombing nightly.
I'll be
here
on stage at midnight.
Twice at once.
And if you can't see me, go on inappropriate.
Tonight, ISIS is coming to see him. They're going to hire him.
They really give good head, ISIS. It's not yours, but it's someone else's.
But, yeah, oh, shit. You're such an idiot. I always with the listener.
Oh, I thought
know,
that
I
was a
nauseous
memory card.
Yes, I ate the memory
like
card.
I was like, what
dick
the fuck is going on?
How far? what are we at, Josh?
Let's keep going.
Yeah, you're at 1 hour.
We gotta do a plug.
We're at 1 hour. What?
Well, how long do they usually go?
Yeah, we usually do an hour.
Well, let's see where it goes for a minute.
Yeah, let's play with it a minute.
But I thought she killed it, and I thought, I don't think she did it to get a name. I think she did it because every single joke, and then she ended it with, Flint still has dirty water or whatever. It's
amazing.
Like, fucking great.
And that's a fact. That's a fucking
fact. Great.
Yeah.
I mean,
also,
she laid it out.
A lot of female comics were like, she just wasn't funny. She just wasn't funny. And I'm like, okay, if you didn't find her funny, fine. But you can't say that the actual written jokes weren't funny, because that room, it can come off. That is a fucking tough room.
First of all,
stiff room.
The material she performed was not for that room, but the material she performed was exactly what that room deserved.
Okay, I agree with that.
So,
and she was a little bit reading it off, and that's a lot of people are shitting on her for that.
That's nerves. Come on.
Yeah. I would shit my pants.
Hell yeah.
But everyone's. Norm MacDonald had 3x5s. I don't think.
You got to memorize 19 minutes of fucking new material.
That's not easy,
man. You got 3 jokes. Okay, I can memorize that.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. People think this is so easy that you just get up and you work it out and they memorize it, man.
Takes a lot of balls. And then to be a female comic. And then to go after that whole room.
She has a lot to get past, too. Like, unfortunately, the people shit on her voice and all that shit. Her
voice is a little annoying, but.
The voice is hard. I'm honest. That voice is
hard. How was her special on HBO? Was it good?
I watched it, and I watched it with Dice intentionally to see what he
thinks.
We were on the phone.
Okay.
And I said, please put this on. And I said, because I'm rooting for this girl. Mm-hmm. This is a big thing. It's HBO. It's a great, you know, opportunity. Female comics, whatever. So I put it on. The first couple jokes are okay. I mean, she was doing great. She was getting big laughs, right? Mm-hmm. But again, I felt guilty because I was like, it was hard for me to get past that voice. But that's because I watched so much goddamn comedy working here for 12 years that everything gets broken down in a different way. So I was asking Andrew, is the same thing happening to you? And he's like, her voice, I'm not even thinking about that. It. She's got a fucking phone in her back pocket. And he hung up on me because he couldn't stand that she had a phone in her pocket.
Well, there's another comic at this club that has a voice that's annoying too. But
that's I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm not successful, so it's not me.
Well, I don't know.
You're talking about Whitney Cummings, I'm assuming.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying this.
No, you can, because here's the thing. I'm going to say Whitney, and I love Whitney Cummings. Mm-hmm. I wake up and ask questions
she's
like,
great.
What would Whitney do? I don't say, what would Jesus do? I say, what would Whitney do? And in all honesty, in the beginning, and I think it was nerves for her, she was so focused that the voice was so high, and it was really annoying. And
well,
I think somebody talked to her about it.
Well, it had to.
Oh, it's
because,
somebody else?
No, I'm saying it's similar. I think Whitney's and this Michelle Wolf.
Michelle's is natural. Whitney's was nerves.
Yeah.
Michelle's is real. That's how she talks.
Whitney was thrown into the wolves at the Comedy Store, and she
was fighting.
Showed a little green.
Yeah.
And that's dude, for her to survive in this atmosphere.
Fuck yeah.
Being green and still being able to, you know, get on these lineups and follow certain people. It's like, this is not. I used to follow, like, Joe Rogan, Dice, Paul Mooney, Eddie Griffin. Like, that was the biggest lesson ever as a comic, following these beasts that would just rip for
fucking
an hour.
Mooney, man. He would just.
Mooney was a dick, but he was a funny, funny motherfucker.
I love Mooney.
He was such a.
Everybody always said, Mooney's a dick. I'm like.
He was a dick to me a couple times, but I was a doorman, and I'm sure he didn't give a
fuck. All the doormen say the same thing you say.
He was a dick to me.
Hold me. Don't talk to me.
Till I told him I loved him, a Sam Cooke in the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, Sam Cooke. If he had been white, he would have been Sam Chef. Oh,
hello.
That was my favorite.
And then Chappelle put him on a show. That was great. I mean, he was.
Oh, my God. He wrote so many brilliant bits.
Homie
the SNL. Yeah. Help Me the Clown. That's in Living Color. Yeah. All that shit.
Didn't he do the Chevy Chase?
The Richard Pryor word game. Fuck yeah.
What was that word game? I forgot how it ended.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Tommy.
Well, I like the last bit.
Is that the last
one?
Oh, is that the last one?
Yeah.
This is how bad. I'm such a junkie.
How many of these do you have?
That if I was a cokehead.
These are good?
I don't know. Oh. I'm addicted. I'm an addict, Pumpkin. That's why I never did coke, because I wouldn't be here
you
with
never
you guys
did.
Today.
You know, the only time I ever did coke was about a year ago in Colombia.
Why would you?
Because I was in Colombia, in Medellin, and I was like, if ever to do it, would be.
What was it like?
It just made me super aware, a little emotional.
That there was a lot of Colombians.
No, I did it with the Colombia.
I mean, honestly,
dude,
I'm thinking.
Colombia was a fucking blast.
It's beautiful.
Oh, those women down there are something else. They put every girl walks around here thinks she's hot is like a four compared to these girls.
I've seen.
The most beautiful women on the planet, dude. I fell in love
hotter
every
than
fucking block. Dagmar. How about Blue Iris? Is she still alive?
Dead as a door now.
She probably
hospital.
Looks better now.
Still blowing, guys, but dead. Dead.
Best blowjob in Hollywood right there.
You got one?
No.
Oh, there was a line around the corner for that.
PJ, I think, got a blowjob.
Yes, he did.
Speaking of filth, dude, you know that little hallway behind the cover booth in the main room? That
oh,
little,
yeah.
I walked in on PJ slamming some skank in there.
Load
and
central.
After I blew my load, I took off.
Hello.
Hi-yo. These are the kind of jokes that Mike Favorman tells.
Oh, dude, I'll never forget that. Fucking PJ just.
It's brutal. He's another one that got mad
AIDS.
At us talking about it.
Really? I love PJ.
I do too. And I even invited him to come on the podcast to tell some stories.
Huh.
And what happened was, I guess there was other elements of the story that he didn't like. He didn't mind us talking about him fucking, but there was other stuff that got him upset. And so he was like, yeah, so he wanted to fight me and he wanted to fight Rick and he's calling me South Philly River Rat. And I'm like, there's no rivers in South Philly. You don't
recently?
Fuck. Yeah.
Really?
Even though there is, but I just like talking. Not, it was like a year ago or 2 years ago when this happened and then we had to get a disclaimer over it. And all I said was, when we brought up the girl we were talking about in the beginning, they fucked. I didn't know they had sex together. And I went, ooh, she fucked PJ? And he was like, why did you say that? And I go, you would say the same thing about me, man.
Everyone fucked here. I mean,
So many loads have been dropped here.
Inappropriate.
Dude, my DNA.
Hey, speaking of inappropriate Earl.
If you put a black light to this building, it'll look like Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
How about a blue light? Hello.
Just to have a
seat. Sorry. How's it fucking touring with Dice? Is it weird?
It's great.
You
Why?
Like it? Well, because
his crowds are so bizarre. They're hard. They're
Plus
not easy.
He's all right.
And it's a cold open.
It's a misogynistic type of material.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a cold open. But then, like, how do they perceive a woman on stage before him?
Right. And I come out, nothing's before. So you just hear music, and then here comes fucking what they think is Caitlyn Jenner. So they're confused. And
I'd fuck him.
I know you would, you creep.
I see Kyle Dunnigan's fucking Instagram page with him doing
he's
go
funny.
On his page.
Yeah, I've heard. I've seen a few videos. I don't know if I've seen that one, but Kyle Dunnigan, you're absolutely
I don't know
right.
him very well. I've met him a few times,
his
but that
Instagram's
shit is so funny, man. Really good. Anyway, so.
So when you come out, it's like they look at you like a sacrifice. So I'm like, you know, that's what I see to them. So I have to win them over immediately.
Yeah.
So it's the worst and the best. But if you can get a laugh right out of the gate.
Do you do the crowd work? Do you hit them with
You
the,
have to.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning, and then you can slip into your.
Sorry to interrupt. I saw him, a video he just posted recently, and he actually did those nursery rhymes at the end.
Oh, I was recording them and putting them on Instagram
that's what
Live
it was.
Because that whole let you film. You can't film the other stuff.
Okay.
And that's just a treat
for the special,
because.
Right?
Yeah, because he's working on all new stuff. It's his new hour is insane, and but the rhymes he'll let you record.
Dude, the place went fucking berserk.
Dude, they were going.
Yeah,
but that's the only time I was like, wow, this is fucking crazy. So I was trying to record every one because one crowd got crazier than the next.
Oh yeah.
And
especially on the East Coast, I'm assuming they go fucking nuts from out there.
But even in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
In Alabama.
What?
We were in Huntsville. And they went, I think Huntsville was the first one I did. I didn't do it in Nashville, but I did it in Huntsville. And that crowd, I thought they were going to come and kidnap him on stage. Like, they were so excited.
Dude, they had the tiki torches?
TV set. blew that dude up. So
yeah,
one
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, but now, you know, now we got 5 zillion mediums to get through. So,
but I was a fan of his through. I knew him more from Crime Story. At
I love
first.
That you know that.
Wait, what?
Well, because Crime
it's
Story
a TV
was,
show he was yeah, on he with was,
from 86 to 88. So like, before, right before he became he got famous, huge. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And he said, "What's the guy's name? Barry
Max Goldman was his name.
No, wow. That's his character,
Michael Mann.
Michael Mann. I'm sorry. He was like, don't bail out on this because I'm going to be huge. And he's like, dude, there's no money. You know, whatever it is, like they had to. And he's like, you're making a mistake. I'm going to be huge. And they got rid of the show. And
damn. Oh, such a good
they
show.
Were filming in Chicago. Damn. And he was like, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. You don't understand.
But he got so big, I think he would have left. They would have had to make it the,
oh, totally.
The Max Goldman show, like which it wouldn't have worked because he
yes.
was a smaller yeah. character.
I just remember being a kid listening to these albums and thinking, like, these were gods.
Oh, my God.
Just gods.
Oh, yeah. Irera, Schimmel.
It was Eddie Murphy, Sam Kinison,
Dice.
Oh, you
mean the hours. Yeah,
like
yeah.
When I was
talking
a kid,
about
just popping in the tapes and shit. And
yeah.
Dom's jokes were killer, man.
Dom's was great. Oh. I'm talking about the Rodney Dangerfield special.
Yeah, those were
like those,
Roseanne,
even those tiny. Roseanne was great.
Seinfeld,
Robert
Bill Hicks. Good God.
So fucking good.
Sandra Bernhardt, yeah.
He's a good dude.
Maybe. He's great. Love him. Wait.
Harry Basil, I think, wasn't he?
Harry Basil was. Rodney wanted to make Harry a giant star.
Well,
come on, man. Harry does it great, Rodney.
He knew him very well.
Very, very, very well.
I only saw Rodney once in life, and it was coming out of the Laugh Factory, and he was larger than life, man. He had a beautiful
blonde. Was he wearing
blonde.
A robe? Joanne, his wife, Joan Dangerfield.
Beautiful blonde.
Beautiful.
He had like a Rolls Royce, some kind of extraordinary car.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, walking out, and the crowds were just, he was just a superstar.
Did you
man.
Read his book?
I didn't know.
It's fucking great.
Is it?
It's I'm telling you, it's the fastest read, but it's just because it's so simple and so him.
What was
you
he
know?
Talking about?
I mean, the
road?
Man used to sell fucking tiles. His first wife made him quit because she was like, you're not funny. You know, it's crazy.
I bet
he did comedy in his 30s,
and then
right?
quit for a long time.
But
he did it in his 20s
funny
and then
back
quit.
Then?
Well, like, no, because success? He was like selling, he was a salesman going door to door selling tile with this big fucking station wagon, you know, like a real shit life and just not.
And then went back to it like 47.
Yeah,
right?
After he left his wife.
47.
I got a chance.
Up. Yeah.
Well.
That's easy for men.
Yeah. 49. Hey. I can play 47.
I'm 46. I can play 91.
I can play Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
So he went back at 47 years old, and then he just started catching fire, huh?
It just took off. He just got it. It made sense to him.
In New York,
though, and I think, yes, New York first.
So many spots they do. That's the one I had to say.
Yeah, Dangerfields was in New York on First Street.
I actually played it, and I was not nostalgic, but like it was such a crazy feeling being on that stage.
Yeah.
That's where they shot the specials, too.
Yep.
And that's a classic room. Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Have you played it?
Oh, I haven't.
It's dead now. The club's kind of dead.
I'll play it then.
I've gone with Dice I've gone with Dice where he's gone on, and it's been like 8 people in the audience.
Oh, yeah. That many?
Yeah.
How nostalgic, should that
it's
be
great.
For him? That's where he got famous.
That's so great.
Mega famous.
I met him at my gym.
Dice or
no, Rodney? He was in a robe digging through the trash.
Naturally.
He was just looking for something.
It wasn't great.
He was like a crazy rich guy. And I'm like, hey, why don't you do back to school too? He's like, I didn't want to. And he just kept digging.
What trash? Where?
Just like the gym trash. The gym thing
in the
I don't know.
Jokes?
I'm going to wrap this up.
Really?
Because, yes, I'm sorry.
I was just catching my second wind.
You're starting to get funny. I get it. Well, you're going to have to let that go because I got a spot.
Susie Spots over here.
I need the money.
I see you on flyers.
Little boy blue. I know. Sam Tripoli goes, are you on every fucking
every flyer?
Flyer.
Even if you're not on the show, they put you on they just put the picture.
I saw you on
Dean
Del
Rey.
Dean Del Rey.
I'm dying. You in a spot
here.
At 9
Hello.
O'clock. At
I'm dying
stand
up here.
New
that
York.
Was just an elderly woman that looked like me.
Are you pitching the show right now?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
You're not busy. So.
Do you have anything to plug?
I have a new podcast. I'm 4 episodes in called Come On Gay.
That's great.
You got guys got to be on it when I figure out what the fuck I'm doing.
Come on, guy.
It's fun. I'm doing it. You know what I'm doing it with? It's Claudine. Remember the
my favorite.
Lady? She's great. Do you really like her?
She's my favorite.
I know that.
No, I'm not kidding.
I didn't know if you guys had like were friendly or if you were like.
No, I love her.
She's my co-host.
I love her. So fucking funny.
She's great.
I tried to pitch her for a show I was doing, and she just didn't have enough comedy out there. But she's still, or I don't know if she's still doing
fantastic.
It. But she was doing
she
fucking
and I,
comedy.
The banter between us is fun. It's cool.
She's just a great banterer.
I feel like she's like my, you know, how
she's an
Stern
improver.
Had her.
She's great.
She's great. I love her as a person.
I'm proud
too.
Of you with a female co-host. Yeah.
What do you mean? She's fucking great.
But I don't know. I don't trust you around women.
Well,
I'm
listen, I have a lot of women friends, but I also have a lot of women that I treat like the dirty pig that they want to be treated like. I mean, let's be honest.
That's Faberman on women, Tinder, guys. Check him out. Swipe right or left,
no,
whatever you're into.
Swipe up the middle. Delete. What's he have to do?
All right, Earl's freaking out. What are you? So the you got your podcast. What
podcast,
else you have going
I got
on?
My comedy cooking show still tours all around the globe.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're doing good. And that's called Mac and the Big Cheese. Go to ultimateoutdoorcooking.com. The book's doing great. I love doing those shows. My buddy and I just, we have a blast doing it.
It's great.
I can't believe they pay us what they pay
Faberman
us.
Faberman is a great cook.
And the show itself, you guys never seen it because it doesn't play the clubs. It plays like big events and stuff like
yeah.
that. But it's so fun to do. I never thought I'd ever do a comedy duo, but it's just so fucking great, man. We have a blast.
We basically just
rip audiences apart in the Midwest. That's basically what we do.
And cook amazing
and cook,
food.
Feed
so.
Them, and they buy the books up. It's...
They love it.
I'm loving it. Listen, I'm actually happy, which is so rare in a comic's life.
That is so rare. Yeah. That's so true. Because
I'm miserable, I can tell.
I'm constantly miserable. I've been
inside.
Cutting all day.
Oh,
what are you doing all day?
He's dying inside on this TV show. I'm dying up here.
Which is May 6th, 10 p.m. on Showtime.
Hey,
bah, 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 bah.
Are you psyched about the show?
I'm proud of you, Earl.
I mean, I'm a small part
of
it, to be completely honest with you. But you know what I love about the shows? Like Santino and Griffin and Al, they treat me like I'm a regular cast member. Like
that's great.
Like,
are they just amazing actors?
I mean, Santino, they're all great. And
I watch the show. I love it. I love it for them.
And Brad Garrett is. I didn't really know a lot.
Diaz
about
is
him.
In it.
Yeah, I haven't had any.
Did he have a cameo?
Diaz has a part. Yeah,
he does.
Killer. Yeah.
Oh, what does he play? Fat baby.
I would love that.
Dude,
that's what
so
Mitzi
great.
Wanted
oh,
him to be
that's
called.
Such a great name.
You're going to be called Fat Baby, okay?
For a minute,
what?
He was on the lineup as Fat Baby.
She would put him on the marquee as Fat Baby. He's like, oh, fuck.
She loved him. I remember watching
Certainly
her
did.
Light up when he was on stage.
Absolutely.
Just like, you know how Mitzi, when she got excited.
Holtzman,
like, hey.
Diaz, there was only a few.
Freddie.
Yeah.
She Johnny did like
Sanchez.
Barry, but not like
she
that.
Like
but Johnny Sanchez,
party.
Joey Marmo. Remember when she would make? Because Joey would fucking do whatever she asked. He was like, go up there and you're going to dance with the doll, okay? It's going to be great.
I love
Joey
Marmo.
I've never seen
remember the
anyone
fucking puppet,
bomb
the blow up doll?
Harder than Joey Marmo on that original stage.
Do you have a favorite Marmo bit? Because I do.
Grandma.
No, he would stick his fingers between his legs. Literally for like, I would say like 2 minutes. Full. Say nothing to the audience. Stand there with his fingers between his legs. Take them out. Slowly. Put them to his nose and go, my pussy stinks.
We did a gig.
My pussy stinks.
He was a, like, I miss him.
Oh, he was just
Oh,
nuts.
He's coming. He's coming in.
Is he coming back?
Oh, yeah. Mitzi. He's going to come in for
like,
the
he came. We did a gig, me, him, and Galern in, like, Santa Barbara.
God
and,
oh, damn it.
And Joey
Oh, that
Bond.
Fucking crazy
Howie
thing
Wallfish.
He was running.
Was no, no.
Oh, was it wasn't even, Joey? Was
it was a Howie Wallfish production. So, right there. It's like saying you're on a show on the fucking Spike TV. It's just not good. And,
fucking
and
amazing.
I love Joey, but he didn't have the strongest set that night. He pretty much bombed. So Galern's on, and then I start to go on, and this lady goes up to Joey Marmo, thinking it's Galern, and going, I loved you, but that first guy sucked. And Joey just looks at me. And it's
Did sad. He bomb so hard in the R one night? He walked out the front door, and I think he started crying.
That'll happen. Marmol is very
funny.
Sensitive.
Oh, so funny.
Dude.
And a good dude, too.
Fucking hilarious.
Great dude.
Hilarious.
Also, good actor, too. It's
dude,
like annoying that he...
What happened?
Who
just
knows?
Meltdown or...
He
family,
kids.
Yeah,
yeah, kids.
He got married. He's got a beautiful
yeah, but
family.
Some comics who have kids and stuff.
Oh, his wife's
wow,
great, very supportive. But
she's
I,
awesome.
Probably just like I got to go back to Jacksonville and
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's still, he, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to wrap it up.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's so late.
We'll do a pot two.
We will do a pot yeah, two.
Well, I'll probably be in jail for the race riot.
You're on. I'm dying up here. Gotta check out the cooking show
yeah.
Next weekend, the 11th and 12th. I'll be in Long Island at Governor's and then on the 11th headlining, and then the Brokerage Club on the 12th. And then what else do I have? Philadelphia Comedy Works. I'm supposed to write this down. 18th and 19th. Please come out, Philadelphia. We'll have
great
a good time.
Headlining?
Yeah, and
yeah,
in Long Island.
Awesome.
And then La Jolla Comedy Store headlining June 7th, 8th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's what it is.
I remember those
with
days.
Punky Johnson and
nice.
Feng Chow.
Hey, what?
I'm but
the
in
real
Long
deal.
Island,
holy
you know
shit.
Who's going to work with me? Fultron, Matt Fultron.
What?
Yeah, so I'm excited.
The full charge.
The full charge.
Love
and
the
I will
charge.
Be the 11th and 12th, Long Island. The Brokerage Club and Governors.
Killing it, dude.
I'm trying to kill it, man.
Rock it out. Thanks for having me,
thank
Al.
You guys for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Earl, for stepping in for Rick.
Killing
I appreciate it. Check out Inappropriate Earl. Earl
yes.
Skakel's podcast is
thank
great.
You.
Mike Favorman's got a new podcast
come
called Come On
Gay.
With my favorite, Claudine.
She's the best.
All right. Thank you guys so
killing
much.
Killing our
we're
Killigan.
Out.
I'll cut it.